Yobi?
Yes, hi, LaShawn. How are you?
Very well. How are you?
How are you? How are you? Are you ready
Right,
for
quiet on the
me?
set.
I'm ready.
We going in 3, 2, 1.
Hey there, Yovie D. It's Craig here from The Whistler. Just want to say hello.
Yovi, I thank you so much for trusting me and for having so much passion.
Jovi D, what is good, girl? I just want to thank you so much for the shout out, no doubt. I appreciate you because you're great.
Hey, Yovie D. Thank you so much for stopping by and giving us some love. That was awesome.
On which one? Shame or please don't date me?
Please don't take me. I'm curious.
Oh my goodness. I chose.
Positive vibes here. Congratulations with everything that you're doing. Just keep doing your thing. Keep being you. I love it.
It's mind-boggling in a sense because, yeah, that's just the power of technology.
Hello. Good afternoon. Good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
Hi, Anthony. How are you? Thank you for making the time.
I am so honored to be here with you today.
Well, is this your first podcast?
No, actually, I'm on Anchor as well.
Oh, nice. Nice.
So I'm loving what you're doing. I've never had a guest on my podcast, so you can teach me some things.
Ooh, like, but you said that you have your anchor, so you've been trying out podcasting?
Well, I've been on Anchor for about a year, but I've never
Oh.
brought a guest on.
Say that again.
I've never had anyone else online with me as a
Oh, you
guest.
haven't tried out that feature? Oh, okay.
No.
Yes, man, this is super easy. Yes.
Yeah, I'm seeing this.
This is the way to go. Obviously, it will be nice to have somebody in person. I know that now a lot of people are doing the podcast video or vodcast. That's how they call it now. Which pretty much I think we're gonna.
Right.
I just feel comfortable having you right here next to me by my voice.
I love that. I love being right there. This is a
Yeah, it just and that's what podcast was created. It really was a sense of more per se, really intimacy, closeness, whatever you want to call it. And you can do that also through video, but then I especially since I come from production and TV, I'm like, then you know what? If you're gonna do it that way, it requires a little bit of a production style to have it done right.
Yes. And this is so much more intimate and not as stressful.
Correct. And then my thing also is for you or any guests is to really make you feel comfortable. You know, you are in your little space, so there, you know, you don't have to really be concerned for the camera and everything and all of that. You know, there's many ways to go about it, which is great, many tools, but I just believe that just this is what I figure out for myself. There's other projects that I'm working on, and but I really honestly I was not encouraged with YouTube. I do a lot of visual promoting for sure because that was part of my core when it comes to media planning. There I definitely blast. I understand that people are visuals, a lot of images and
Right.
definitely, but then I you know the idea is to bring you along and listen in. That's what I do.
Well, I love this. I absolutely
Okay, are
love
you
it.
ready?
I'm ready when you are.
Okay. So here we go in 3, 2, 1.
After bathing in the YoviD podcast, take a walk along the wisefingerlab.threadless.com site. Discover the creative side of bedding, t-shirts and shower curtains. Indulge in home decor, wall art, and shoes that make your pantems feel good about themselves. Wisefingerlab.threadless.com, a home for the thinker in you.
Hello, hello. You are currently listening to the Joby D Show. Stay tuned. Stick around.
Hello, hello, my kiddos. Yes, yes, yes. It's been a while. It's been a while. But you know what? We're fall. And guess what? I have an amazing, amazing guest. You know, the good things just sometimes have to wait a little bit. But I think this was worth the wait. And I have on the other side, Mr. Dr. J. Anthony White. Whoa.
Well, hello, 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 hello.
Welcome,
hello.
Welcome.
I am privileged. I am privileged and honored to be here with you.
Okay. So what is it true? What makes you such an expert in the music industry, Anthony? Tell me more.
Well, I bring an approach to the music industry that protects the artist. What we've seen in times past, that artists, songwriters and singers, they're so caught up, and their passion is to be present their craft, the singing, the writing, but there is a level that they're not protected in making sure that it's copyrighted, the copyright protection is done right, making sure their trademark is done right, making sure that the digital distribution, and they're receiving everything that they're needing, the songwriter credits and all these things, making sure that they're done correctly. And oftentimes that gets overlooked because they get signed to a label and the label takes all the credit. There have been artists who've signed with a label and then wanted to go back and leave that label and go to another label. And the label has said to them, well, you can leave, but we own your name. You can't take your name because we've trademarked your name and your name belongs to us. And so now they're caught and they feel like they're stuck and they have to buy their name back. And we've seen that with Prince. We're actually seeing this with Lady Antebellum, or now called Lady A. We're seeing this a lot across the scene. And there has to be a level that protects the artist. And so I've created a platform that does just that. In this one package, we'll copyright up to 50 of your songs. We'll trademark your name and your logo. We'll set you up as your own publishing company so you don't have to depend on someone else to be your publishing company. You become your own publishing company. And we manage your digital distribution on all platforms for you.
Wow, Anthony, that is super, super interesting, especially the times that we live these times. And you know, we are putting out a lot of creators are putting out a lot of content and information, music, artistry. So then always in the back of my mind, I'm saying, okay, how do we protect ourselves? And you, especially for somebody or anybody out there in the music industry, are thinking about it and how to really cover themselves and how to protect their art, you know, their artistry.
Yeah, well, most people, they thought that they were secure with the bootleg copyright and we're just going to mail it to ourselves and put it away. That doesn't work in the court of law. I met someone high, and I don't want to name the artist, but this artist has, and they're in the hip hop industry, and what some of his executives said to me were, Anthony, we sit down and listen to SoundCloud and we listen to all these different organizations and these different platforms. And when we find the song that we like, we first thing we do is to check to see if it's registered with the Library of Congress. And if it's not, we'll go and copyright it. And then we'll have a cease and desist with that artist where that artist can no longer perform it without paying us.
Wow. Interesting. Well, yeah, we have heard about those things. And that is actually happening still in 2020. That's something that can be done?
Yes, because it's easier to research the Library of Congress and find out if a song is protected or not. And oftentimes, they're not protected. And the artists themselves, all they want to do is just get their music out there for people to hear. That's all they want. They just want their music out there. And there's no patience behind it because they feel like once I get it out there, I can release another one. I'm going to put that out there and release another one. And they have so much out there and they're not protected. And now you're extremely vulnerable and you can't, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Let me ask you a question. Does that also apply for even now, like the whole movement about producers that are creating beats?
Yes, especially beats. Especially beats. Mm. You need to protect that as well, because you can that can be protected.
Correct. Do they also have to then be part of the ASCAP or BMI?
Yes, they do.
Oh,
yes, they do.
Okay, got you.
Because you can't get recognized as a creator or an artist or the songwriter or the producer if not, because you produced that beat. And you know, and if you can't be, how are you going to get the credit for it if you're not registered? And that's one of the things we do. We're going to make sure that every artist is registered.
I am fascinated. We give, yes, continue.
And it's one flat fee. And the crazy thing is, if you were to go to an attorney to do this, it will cost you anywhere between $15,000 to $20,000 to do this. And for us, it's one flat fee, and it's $4,900, $4,995, just under $5,000, and you get all of that, and you own everything.
Okay.
You own the masters. Everything belongs to you. We hold nothing back.
Well, we're going to definitely talk about that definitely before you leave the show. But let me go back about you. How did you start it? Why is this calling? You know, who's Anthony? What? How you came about this business?
Well, I all of my businesses outside of the company that we're doing in the music industry, I also am a motivational speaker and a personal life coach. I believe in introducing people to their potential and their possibilities. I'm all about empowering people. I'm all about helping you strengthen your gift. And I've been doing this, tomorrow's my birthday, and I've been doing this now almost 36 years. I'll be 51 tomorrow. And for 36 years, I've had the opportunity to travel around the world just to inspire and empower people.
Wow. But can you tell me a little bit of your background? Wow. Well, then definitely congrats in this upcoming birthday that you're having.
Yes. My background is I have my doctorate degree in theology on the study of religion. And most people ask, why would you do that? Well, the core belief is, if I understand what you believe, regardless of your faith, if I can understand your core beliefs of who you are and what you do, then I can better understand how to help you. I need to understand where your convictions are, because where your convictions are and where your moral gauge is, then we can build your business, we can build your dreams, we can help you refocus. And that's what my whole goal is, to help you reset your life, reset your business, reset your dreams, so you can focus on what you've been divinely called to do.
Mm. Were you born and raised in California?
Yes, born and raised in San Jose, California. High school, college, and then from there, I moved to the Sacramento, California region, where I live now. But me as a motivational speaker has given me the opportunity to travel literally all around the world. I've gone to several third world countries. And even I work as an advisor to leaders of third world countries currently.
How COVID have it affected your business? How are you navigating that right now?
It has increased my business. I have never been this busy in all my life. I was shocked. What it has allowed me to do, oftentimes I would have to turn down speaking engagements. Because the travel, I can't be in two different countries within the same week. And now, just a couple of weeks ago, in 3 days, I was in 5 different countries. And it was all because everything was on Zoom. Everything was online. And I could speak to...
Now that you point that out. So, yeah. Oh, my God. Your agenda. It was not just the physical part of you being somewhere. Now is, you know, you being having devoting the attention to different spaces.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yes. But at the same time, it becomes draining. Yes. Because Because the you know it's you're easily accessible now, and so my days were starting at 5 a.m. sometimes 4 a.m. On a call to have a lunch meeting with someone in Paris, because it's lunch for them, and so it's 4 or 5 a.m. my time here.
Yeah, the differential of time. Yes, yes.
Yeah, and so with that being said, you know, you just have to. You have to kind of roll with it and you be there for your client. That's what you're there to do. You're there to be there for your client.
So how your career, were you already a motivational speaker? Or you were already in the music industry? Who came first?
The music industry happened because I have a good friend of mine, her family, they're huge in the Latin music community. They are huge. When I tell you huge, they're just like, they own several Latino radio stations. And I was sitting down talking with them about just the industry and about just people, because, you know, I just love talking and learning new things. And they're like, yo, this is what we do. And I said, does that concept work in, could it work in every genre of music? They're like, yes, it will definitely work in every genre of music. But we don't have the time. We only focus on the Latin music. They're like, but Anthony, why don't you just start a company and we will partner with you and we can cover every genre of music from classical to hip hop to jazz to gospel to contemporary Christian, whatever it is you want to do, this can be something for you. And I was like, I don't need another company. But at the same time, I started seeing the need because a lot of my clients were in the music industry. And I used to manage a few artists that were singers overseas. Mm-hmm. And so I started seeing the need for it. And I'm like, well, I wish someone else would do it. They're like, why wait for someone else to do it when you don't know if they'll do it right? But we know that you would do it right. So they sat me down one afternoon and laid the whole plan out to me.
Your whole like, entire okay. business plan? Mm-hmm.
Yes. And they were like, this is how this works. And once I did that, I was like, okay, we're going to do this. And I just put the word out there. And all of a sudden, people just started calling. Yeah, we need this. And
don't you
what
love
I would
it?
Do is I would.
You get a lot of word of
I
mouth,
do.
The referrals, that you're basically yeah. not doing anything and just people are coming to you.
And so when I watch, even, and it happens because when I tell people what I do, even as a motivational speaker, 90% of my speaking engagements come from referrals. 90% of them come from referrals. I do very little marketing. Hire me to come speak at your event. People call me because they heard me. They either saw me on YouTube or they heard me on a podcast. They heard me from somewhere else or they saw me on TikTok. Giving a motivational moment or something like that. They've seen me somewhere. They're like, you were highly recommended to us and we need to connect with you.
Well, that also speaks about your work ethic. You know, that's really what it comes down to.
Yes. Yeah, I agree. You know, because I live by the mindset, you have to be dedicated as much as you would want someone else to be dedicated to it.
Correct.
You have to love it, even when you don't like it sometimes. You still have to love it.
Wow. So you always wanted to work, because basically the reason that I really created this show is a little bit of background on myself is because obviously, I came from doing, you know, to this country. I wasn't born here, but I was just, you know, education was definitely a very important fact in my family. And then like, okay, you're going to study, you're going to go to college, then you're going to get a job. And then I got a job, but then, you know, life changes and it transforms. And then I basically devoted quite amount of time, 15 years in an industry, but then it all changes and it's a good thing. And then I saw myself, well, venturing and tapping and trying to create something on my own. And now that I look back, I said, I always was trying to create something on my own as a entrepreneur. And now I'm like, I'm doing this. Did you have that in you, or you knew that you were going to be an entrepreneur or a businessman from the get-go?
Well, here's a fun fact. My father owned a janitorial company.
Okay.
Psst. Looking to invest in your podcast for free? YoVD has a free 15-minute one-on-one podcast course to help you design, produce, and kick off your very own podcast. YoVD is a corporate media consultant and a former TV broadcast executive that hosts her own shows. She helps people just like you become the masters of their own business adventures. YoVD can help you get started and help you to the finish line. Take control of your media empire now. Go to Instagram at YOVY_D and slide into her DMs. Yes, I said it. Let's get your business branding and podcast out into the world. You have something to say. Let YOVD help you say it.
And so from the age of, I would say, 6 years old, every night after school, I would go with him to clean buildings. The first, they were office buildings, doctor's offices, insurance offices. Then we started doing restaurants, pizza restaurants, hamburger restaurants. Mm. And it grew until he became one of the largest janitorial companies in the, you know, in the city.
Wow.
But the thing was, so by the time I was 16 years old, so I've been doing this for 10 years, I had keys to the buildings. And I was going and I was doing, you know, I was doing the work myself. I was coming in. I was, you know, cleaning up the building myself.
Right. Or, you took leadership. And then, yeah, you took a part of leadership of the business.
Yes. And so then after a while, he would go on vacation. And if some of his employees wouldn't clean the building, and mind you, I'm still in high school. So there have been times where I'd had to go and get up early and clean the building. And then go to school.
That's where your work ethic comes through. There it is.
Yeah. And so, you know, so after doing that for, and by the time I turned 22, I was like, Dad, I don't want to mop floors forever.
Like, Dad, peace out.
I'm ready to retire. You know, is there a benefit plan? Do you have a retirement package for me? He was like,
son.
Yeah, it was like, no. But then I started, you know, one of my first business, I said, I want to be an entrepreneur. And I want to own my own business. This is not what I want to do. But I didn't know what I wanted to do. And so I was, mind you, I'm aging myself. This was before the internet. This was before there was ever Google the way it is right now. Ooh. And so there was this quote unquote catalog, and a catalog is a thick magazine for you listeners. Before you can Google information, we had to look at these things called magazines that
they
were actual
still
paper.
Exist. The only thing is that you have to do a really great research. They still exist,
right? And I bought some sunglasses, and the sunglasses, they're kind of like the same sunglasses you would see in the kiosks in the malls now, but I bought some sunglasses for 50 cents a pair, and they were the replicas of high-end sunglasses. And so I had 2500 pairs of sunglasses that I bought for 50 cents each, and I was like, I'm gonna do something, I'm gonna sell these. And they're like, you know, so my parents seen these boxes of sunglasses, so they're like, what are you gonna do? I said, I'm gonna sell them for $10 a pair. My mother said to me, no one's going to buy these fake sunglasses for $10. I said, watch. and so I made little tags for the sunglasses that said, like, compared to Ray-Ban, or compared to Givenchy, right, or compared to Remy, or compared to whomever. And so I made these, so everyone knew that they were fake, but then I sold them for $10. And so years ago, there was a big soccer game at San Jose State University, at their big stadium there, and there were thousands of people, and I had never gone to a soccer match before.
Oh wow!
And I said, I'm gonna go to the soccer game today, and so I go and I pay for parking, and just when I was getting ready to go into the stadium, I'm like, oh, I need a pair of sunglasses. So I opened up my trunk, and I had a sign that said sunglasses $10, and a lady walked past me. She says, are you selling sunglasses? I said, I guess I am. And mind you, I hadn't sold that. I've had the box for maybe 24 hours. So they were still in the plastic with the, you know, and I put the tag on there. That's all I had done.
Wow.
And I sold all 2,500 of these sunglasses in a matter of 2 hours, all 2,500 of them at $10 a piece. And I made $25,000 that day. I was like, I'm done. I'm never going to work another job for anybody else because I can make money.
Yes, and, in the real world.
And that in was the it. Real world. So I was like, I'm not going to this soccer game with all this cash, and I'm not going to leave this cash in my pocket. So I think I'm just going to leave. And so I went home, and I had this, you know, I had this big bag. And my mom was like, so what are you doing here? I said, I just got off work. She said, you've only been gone like 2 hours, three hours. You know, what do you mean just got off work? I said, I think I'm done working for the month. And she's like, boy, you're so crazy. What are you talking about? And I dropped the bag on the floor, and I said, unzip this and tell me what you see. And she opened it up. She says, who did you rob?
Oh, I was like,
I didn't rob anyone. She said, you can't tell your dad about this. He's not going to understand how you made more in a day than almost you that he would make in a year. You know, you can't tell him about this. I was like, well, I won't say nothing if you don't say nothing. She says, well, why don't you just give me like $5,000 to go shopping and then I'll be quiet. And so, yeah, she bribed me. I was like, okay, yeah. But it was just one of those things that I've always owned my own business. And from there, before there was Overstock.com, I'll never forget this older lady. She told me, she says, I'm going to show you how what I do for business. And she saw me sitting in a deli. She said, I see something in you. And I see it, you know, you have this drive in your eyes, and I'm going to show you what I do. I said, okay. And she says, I find trucks that have products that they can't even get rid of their load. So they'll call me and I'll find either old items or things of this nature in a warehouse that they just need to get rid of. And then I'll find a buyer who needs to buy it. And then I'll be the middleman and I'll say, I have this in my warehouse. Where can I ship it to? And then she says, I'll just add my 20% markup on it and ship it from their warehouse to another, the other warehouse. And they wire the money to me. I take out my 20% and I wire the rest to the seller. And I was like, man, I want to do that. And she showed me how to do it. And again, people have been gracious because I've always been willing to learn.
Yes.
And my first big client was in San Jose. There was a company that had hard drives that were sitting in their warehouse and they were trying to sell them. And I found another company that was literally 10 miles away from them. They're like, you know, I saw they had like this little message board. They're like, we're looking for hard drives to sell. I mean, to purchase. You know, we're trying to build these new computers and we need some hard drives. And I asked, I said, what kind of hard drives? You know, I called him, what do you need? He says, we need as many as you can get. I said, currently I have 5,000 hard drives. They're like, we want all of them. They're, what is the price? And I just put a 20% markup on that price. I said, they're in my warehouse right now. I can have them to you tomorrow. Wire the funds to this account. And they wired the funds to me. I took out my 20%, wired the rest of them. And then I had the company just drive them right over 10 miles and drop them off.
Sweet, sweet. Awesome negotiator. Wow. Very interesting, Anthony. I'm learning a lot. But what I like is your energy, your vibe, that input, that curiosity, that like I got this, or I'll even if I don't got it, but I'm gonna do it. That's what I like.
Right. You have my philosophy is either find a way or you make a way. And that's all that's my only option. I'm either gonna find a way to or I'm gonna make a way. And when you have that kind of determination, no doesn't exist. No is a mythological figure. The word no to me is sitting on a shelf next to the Easter Bunny, the Tooth Fairy, and whatever else. That they don't exist to me. I don't believe in no. I believe in maybe not now, but I don't settle for no. No will never be something that I'll ever accept because in my mindset, I live by, and I have a bunch of quotes, a few quote books on Amazon that I have, And my quotes are simply designed, they came from me. And one of my quotes that I live by, and it's simply this: when your purpose embraces your passion, you'll give birth to your destiny.
Ooh. Yes. We feel that one. Oh, yes. And with that being said, so what do you want to, you know, is there anything surprising that you want to give out or how people can reach out to you, Anthony? I think definitely your, you know, inspiration, motivation, and business. Hey, you got to check it out. So where people can find you?
Well, you can. I have two websites. One is White Bridges International. International is spelled out. WhiteBridgesInternational.com. And that talks about just my high-end consulting and business consulting side. Then there's my life coaching and training, which is DrAnthonyWhite.com. DrAnthonyWhite.com. And from there, that's where I do all my my life coaching, you know, all everything else. And between those two, or you could just call me. I'm that guy. I'm
the You're CEO. The one that pick up the phone?
I pick up the phone. You know, my thing is, if I can't talk to you, you know, and if I can't talk to you, you can text me. And then I'll text you back. I'm that guy. I'm never too busy. My family says to me all the time, do you know how many people have your phone number? I'm like, yeah, I do. Yeah, I do. I mean, if you Google me, you're going to get my phone number. So, yeah. You know what?
Why I admire that approach. And that's what I tell people, too. I say, no. And people were surprised. They're like, you answer the phone? I say, yes, you have to answer the phone.
Right. You know, because I'm here to meet a need. Matter of fact, there's a guy in Paris, France. His name is Dr. Mikhail Pia. He used to work as an assistant for the United Nations. And he gave me the nickname, The Solution. He says, Dr. Anthony, when you walk into a room, you become the solution. He says, it seems like you just have the answer that people need, whether it's in the music industry, whether it's in their life, whether it's in their business, whether it's spiritually, whether it's emotionally, you always seem to have the solution to what they're looking for. He says, that's why your nickname to us is The Solution, because that's what you bring to the table.
That's your energy, Anthony. And I think with that being said, you know what? You have been a pleasure. A pleasure.
It is my honor. My honor.
To be here in the Jovi Day Show. So I'm going to put all the information that you guys have heard today in the show notes.
Let me leave my phone number. Let me leave my phone number.
Go ahead. Shoot. Phone shoot. Put out your phone
number. My phone number is area code 209. 688-9060. You can call me, and if I don't answer, leave a message or text me, and I will respond within 12 hours, if not sooner.
It will be in the show notes, guys. So we'll see you guys in the next edition. And any last word, Anthony, inspiring motivational speaker?
Have an amazing day. Because that's what amazing people do.
Awesome. See you next time.